Hey, guess what's happening on this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with your friend and host, Oscar Camejo.
If you have prediabetes or have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, maybe you recently got the news or you've been living with it for a while. Maybe you're worried that you may be at risk of developing prediabetes or type 2 diabetes and you literally don't know what to do. Well, I have something to share with you today that hopefully will ease your mind and help you to start your own journey of not only losing weight, but reversing type 2 diabetes and getting your health renewed. I bet it's kind of scary for you right now. You're probably worried, you're anxious, maybe you're taking meds, you're not taking meds, wondering if you should take meds, wondering about what should I eat, should I be exercising, what should I be doing? Maybe you don't have a clue what to do and you just feel stuck. All the stuff your doctor told you seems to be so overwhelming that you just feel like, man, I don't know what to do. And you're just at that place of, okay, I'm not only stuck, but I'm confused. Listen, I've been there, done that. Well, today I'm here to share my personal journey in an effort to encourage you and help you realize that lifestyle changes can truly position you to beat type 2 diabetes. So get ready to be inspired. In this week's episode, you're going to discover how my prediabetes diagnosis pushed me to take action and change my lifestyle, even if I didn't fully grasp the urgency of it at first. Also, we're going to talk about unhealthy habits. Learn about the eating patterns, soft drinks, you know, sugary drinks, and poor sleeping habits, and how they contribute to weight gain, maybe weight struggles, and other health complications. We're also going to talk about my turning point and what your turning point is going to be, because you will have a turning point where things turn around. You're going to find out some specific changes that I made that made a huge difference in my life. This episode, to be honest, is really not about me. It's about recognizing where you are and mustering up the courage to pursue your own journey to the next level. I believe that my life was spared for this moment, for this very moment, and that's to inspire you to take control of your health. You see, my success story only serves as a powerful reminder that with faith, determination, and lifestyle changes, you too can beat or even prevent type 2 diabetes and achieve better results. So stick around to hear the rest of today's episode, my friend. You don't want to miss it. Let's go. Be sure to visit the website at www.beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com for access to free resources and other information that will help you along your journey. If you would like to submit a question or a comment about the show or to learn more about the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle, you can always email me at hello@beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Welcome to this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Oscar Camejo. My goal is to help diabetics and non-diabetics make lifestyle changes to prevent and reverse type 2 diabetes. First of all, I want to thank everybody who follows me, who listens to this podcast. Maybe you follow me on social media such as TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, all over the place, Facebook. I just want to thank you guys for being such awesome and faithful listeners. So I want to give a big shout out to one of my TikTok followers who wrote this in response to a video that I posted about beating type 2 diabetes. She said, "Thank you for this. I haven't been diagnosed officially, but I'm on my way there. Do you still have any symptoms maintaining a healthy lifestyle?" Well, good question, Queenie. I believe that a question like this, and even Queenie herself, represents so many of my listeners and the situations that they are faced with. You know, they're concerned for their health as it relates to type 2 diabetes. They're looking for answers. They have pressing questions. They're wondering what changes can be made to be healthy and so forth. So this is a very good question. Do I still have any symptoms after maintaining a healthy lifestyle? So first of all, I want to say that Yeah, when I was dealing with type 2 diabetes, I had some of the common symptoms that a lot of people deal with. And since reversing type 2 diabetes and sending it into remission, I no longer have those same symptoms and those same complications. I mean, I had high blood pressure, you know, hypertension, high cholesterol. I don't have any of that anymore. And it's not because I went on any magic diet or took a magic pill. I literally started changing my lifestyle and the things that I was doing. And I'm going to get more in depth in this episode about what I actually did. You know, I remember having some issues with my eyesight. My eyesight was just kind of blurry. It was going in and out. I mean, one day it was almost like I couldn't see while I was driving. And then I learned that it was related to type 2 diabetes. I used to be fatigued a lot. I had a lot of issues with even just poor sleep, increased urination. It was just all kind of things were going on. I used to experience tingling in my feet sometimes, you know, at one of my toes. It was really crazy, folks. And so since maintaining a healthy lifestyle, I don't deal with any of that. Now, here's some common symptoms that some people experience as it relates to type 2 diabetes. Thirst, you know, always being thirsty, experiencing dry mouth, extreme weight loss, believe it or not, just kind of sudden. And that's, of course, because of the frequent urination and some other factors. Slow healing wounds, tiredness and lack of energy, blurred vision, as I mentioned before, persistent hunger, you know, those cravings that just come out of nowhere. You eat, but you're just still hungry no matter what. You know, dealing with frequent and copious urination. I kind of mentioned that before, just constantly going to the bathroom. I remember that. That's what was happening to me. It seemed like at one point, I think the week and in the weekend I was going into the hospital. I mean, I was urinating what seemed like every 5 minutes. It was crazy. And some people even experience bladder infection and dealing with some infections around the genital area for men and women. And it could be really serious. So it's definitely something to look into. So again, I want to thank Queen Nova for her question because that's on a lot of people's minds. So in this episode, I want to delve deep into my story and hopefully you can relate to what I'm going to share with you and take away some things that can really help you along your journey. Now, picture this. It's 2018 and my doctor drops a huge bombshell. He said that I have prediabetes and that I was at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. Now, he also mentioned something about my heart disease or potentially having heart disease and high blood pressure. But honestly, I didn't even take what he was saying too seriously because, I mean, after all, I just had prediabetes, right? Yeah, of course, I was weighing 268 pounds. But hey, at least I didn't have full-blown type 2 diabetes, right? That was my attitude at the time. So let's fast forward to August 2020. Now, mind you, when I was diagnosed with pre-diabetes, that was 2018. So now fast forward to August 2020. Your friend, ended up in the hospital after feeling sick for a few days. And I went to my doctor, did some blood work, and then got a call on a Sunday, you know, maybe 3 or 4 days later, from my doctor's office saying, hey, you need to go to the emergency room now. Your blood sugar level was through the roof, they told me. It was actually, folks, at 420 milligrams per deciliter. That's high. You know, I remember feeling dehydrated. I was just really tired. It just felt like my body was just shutting down. So yeah, being dehydrated and concerned, I did what my doctor said on that phone call. I went to the emergency room. And guess what, folks? It was in the hospital that I learned that I finally developed type 2 diabetes. Dang. Well, let me tell you, that was a wake-up call for sure. You know, the hospital admitted me right away. You know, I went through the emergency triage. They did all this stuff And they were like, yeah, you need to be admitted. So I was there alone. Family couldn't be there with me. And I'm telling you, it was a scary situation. Now, before my health scare, you know, my whole lifestyle, my whole habits, you know, were not even close to healthy. Yeah, on occasion, I would walk, you know, around the block. I would go in and out of the gym. It was just kind of sporadic. But man, how I ate at that time and the stuff I was putting in my body, folks, it was real bad. You know, as a matter of fact, just a few days before going into the hospital, I had a massive bowl of ice cream and a huge brownie. You know, I love brownies. Yeah, and that was a regular weekend thing for me. So on top of that, my eating lifestyle and stuff I was putting in my body included sweet tea, sodas, fruit juices, sports drinks, lemonade, sometimes sweet tea mixed with lemonade. You know, those are my go-to drinks. And don't get me started on my love of pizza, cookies and French fries, you know, hamburgers, hot dogs, you know, the standard American diet, as they say. And apparently this is not just standard here in the U.S. There are some other countries that are dealing with some of the same issues when it comes to standard eating. And I get it. As a matter of fact, folks, speaking about pizza, do you know it's been well over 2 years since I've had a slice of pizza? Man, I'm proud of that because listen, your boy used to eat pizza on Thursdays. It was Pizza Thursday in our household. And I would get 3 and 4 slices back to back, you know, and drink some soda and still be hungry and then get some cookies or whatever sweet treat after that. So back in the day, yeah, it was all about carbs, baby. Carbs, carbs, and more carbs. I'm pretty sure y'all can relate to what I'm saying. Yeah, that was my story of eating. And on top of all that, I used to binge on chips and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches late at night sometimes. I know, it's crazy, man. You know, but it wasn't always like that. I know it was just like the more weight I gained, the hungrier I became, and it was just out of control. And so it was just this thing of just slowly getting heavier and heavier. You know, it was like my body was never satisfied. Folks, it was wild. Basically, I lacked structure and I lacked discipline when it came to the stuff I was putting in my body. I only worked out sporadically. Like I said, my sleep habits were just trash. They were terrible. I mean, who can function properly on 4 to 5 hours of sleep at night, right? That was me. Now, again, this is prior to me going into the hospital in August 2020. This is just a regular thing. Not eating right, not sleeping enough, stressed out a lot. What about you? Can you relate to any of the stuff that I've been talking about? Well, hopefully by now you're thinking about your own eating habits and your own lifestyle. Maybe you're at a crossroads and you're thinking, wow, I have to get my act together. I have to start becoming serious and make some changes today. Well, if that's so, great. This is your turning point. People often ask me, hey, Oscar, what specifically did you do to turn your life around? Like, come on, give me the detail. Give me the tea. Well, once I recognized my bad eating habits were the problem, I really made a conscious decision to change my life, folks, and change my eating patterns. It didn't happen overnight, but I literally was like, Oscar, you got to change. You have to change your life so that you can experience different results. You know, I knew straight up that it was my poor food choices that got me into that mess. So I figured, hey, why not let food be my ticket out? Well, let me say this. I never went on a diet program. I never counted calories. I didn't really do well on those food journals and so forth. You know, I didn't follow any, you know, of the food trends and the diet bandwagons. I didn't do any of that. Now, I'm not against certain programs that are really helping people. I'm not against counting calories and counting carbs. I'm not against the trending diet programs. But I am against anything that's taking advantage of people, and people are just spending lots and lots of money trying to just lose weight, trying to be healthy. And I'm hearing about people taking these diet pills and these extreme weight loss pills. And I'm like, guys, you know, you can do a lot of this stuff, you know, without spending a lot of money on these quick, fast schemes. I don't know. I have a whole soapbox and that I can stand on that. Basically, I don't want people to be taken advantage of. I don't want you to be wasting your money. I don't want you to follow these things just because somebody promised it. Promised these magical results. Listen, weight loss is not going to happen overnight. Not significant, lasting weight loss, folks. It's going to take time. It's going to take consistency. It's going to take effort. But it is going to take you getting to the point where you reach your turning point. And if you're serious about turning your life around, let today be that day where you finally say, you know what? I'm going to clean house. I'm going to do what I need to do. And I'm going to turn my life around. So I had to do it, folks. And it's not going to be something that is going to be easy for you. It wasn't easy for me. It's not easy for millions of folks. But there are stories after stories, testimonies after testimonies of people turning their life around because they reached the turning point, right? Don't be like me where you end up in the hospital and let that be your turning point. You can turn your situation around now. And let me speak to the people who have pre-diabetes. Don't have the mentality that I had. Well, hey, at least I don't have type 2 diabetes. I'm not at risk for losing, you know, a limb or anything like that. So I might as well just kind of, you know, take it easy, eat a little bit better. No, you can reduce your risk of developing type 2 diabetes if you make the wholesale changes that I'm recommending. I'm telling you, I wish I can go back to 2018 and take my doctor's initial advice of eating better, turning my whole life around. That should have been my turning point, but I didn't take it seriously. So in any case, fast forward to the things that I did after developing type 2 diabetes and turning my life around. Well, I started cutting out refined carbs, you know, basically the breads, the rice, the pasta, the cakes, the rice products, you know, cookies, and a bunch of crazy stuff I should not have even been putting in my body. You know, I started focusing on eating whole, nutrient-dense foods. Fresh fruit, vegetables, lean protein, healthy fats like avocados, and some mixed nuts and so forth. Those became the stars of my meal, folks. I'm telling you, I also became aware of how much sodium I was consuming. You know, I used to cook with a lot of salt or eat foods with a lot of salt. And then when I started looking into, you know, low sodium alternatives, man, that really supported my health journey. And I started feeling better. You know, my blood pressure started going down. I just really just felt a lot better, you know, didn't have to deal with the headaches that come sometime with high sodium foods. And, you know, our bodies can use sodium. You know, sodium is not the enemy. It's just how much. Like, I forgot who the philosopher was that said the dose makes the poison. Yeah, that's, you know, it was crazy how much sodium I would just consume. And sometimes I would see people just before they start eating, they just automatically put salt on their food, like at the restaurant. You haven't even tasted the food yet to see if there was enough salt. But out of habit, you just add more salt to it. And yeah, that's crazy. So I stopped doing that. I stopped adding salt to my food, whether I was cooking or at a restaurant. And it just really changed my whole perspective. It changed my health around. That was just one thing I did. You know, I even started cooking at home more after purchasing an air fryer. Trust me, it saved me tons of money. I can't tell you, it saved me not only tons of money, but it saved my health by cooking more at home, folks. You know, I mean, I still cook at home probably like 5-6 times a week. And it's not hard at all. You know, I can have a whole meal done in like 10, 12 minutes. Yeah. Whether it's beef, salmon, chicken. I mean, it's, yeah, it's been pretty good. And yeah, what about liquid calories? You know, I talked about soft drinks earlier. Yeah, I had to ditch all of the fruit juices, all of the lemonades and sweet teas that I used to have. I remember coming home one day and just pouring everything out down the drain. And I made it a point to just go cold turkey because I realized that those liquid calories, man, those add up quickly and it leads to weight gain and other complications. So I took that seriously, big time. You know, I also learned about the negative impact that those drinks were having on my weight and me losing weight. You know, it's one thing to be eating, starting to eat properly, right? But then when you start revamping the liquids that you're putting in your body, getting rid of the sodas and the fruit juices and stuff like that, you can really start taking control of your weight. You know, but I had to replace it with something, and that was water. So I started drinking lots and lots and lots more water every day. And folks, I have to tell you, that was not easy. Giving up the soft drinks, giving up the sodas, the fruit juices, all of that stuff was not easy because I was so used to it. I used to drink, you know, several glasses of orange juice in the morning without even thinking about it. I used to drink soda throughout the day at lunch. I used to have some type of fruit juice, let's say grape juice or something else with my dinner. And then when I would have cravings late at night, guess what? I would eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but also have some sugary drink, whether it's sweet tea or lemonade. Like I said, it was just crazy, folks. And a lot of times I was drinking those sugary drinks out of habit. And so I had to get rid of all of that. And so water became my go-to drink. Yeah, at first it was tough to drink water because my thing was water has no taste. You only drink water when you're thirsty. And so I had to now reshape my thinking and I started adding like lemon slices or lime slices to my water to give it some flavor. Sometimes I would buy the pre-squeezed lime juice and put that in the water just to give it some quote unquote taste. And that was a way for me to hack my taste buds, if you will. Now, folks, I know people say that drinking water is boring. I was there, but I love drinking water. As a matter of fact, I have water right in front of me while I'm recording this podcast. I'm always drinking water. Now, I know some people may have heard, hey, yeah, drink half your body weight in water. And some people carry around jugs of water. And that just seems crazy to some people. I don't carry around jugs of water, but I started buying these small 8 ounce bottles of water because I'm like, OK, 8 ounces, I can drink 8 ounces at a time, you know, and it doesn't seem like I'm just drowning in water, no pun intended, but you know, it just made it easier. So it's just little things that I started doing until, I mean, I just love water. I mean, water is my go-to for my liquid and for my hydration. There's so many benefits. I did an entire podcast on water. So in any case, let me go on to exercise. So exercise, listen, when you weigh 268 pounds, that was me, hitting the gym occasionally with no plan or taking a casual walk around my neighborhood, it just didn't cut it. You know, I needed something more because you know what? I was living an inactive lifestyle for the most part. I was very sedentary. So I had to change my mentality about my health and embrace regular exercise. When I mean regular, I mean daily. Now, does that mean you have to work out every single day? I do feel that you should do some type of movement every day. Does that mean high intensity workouts every day? No. Now, I did that for quite a while with like 6 or 7 days of just intense high intensity workouts, you know, because I was on a mission. And I still do high intensity workouts, probably like 5 days a week. And I go running in the evening sometimes or in the morning. It's just, I'm really pushing myself to get to the next level. So that's just kind of where I am personally. But it took a while to get there. It didn't happen overnight. You know, I didn't have the energy to go out and exercise because I was 268 pounds. My knees used to hurt a lot. My shins, my ankles were hurt. It just seemed like my pinky toes and my big toes was just always hurting. I felt like I was always in pain. But that's because I was carrying that excess weight, which made it very difficult. But I knew if I could start shedding those pounds, things would start to get easier and easier. But I didn't let the pain and the soreness after a few workouts stop me. I just really just dialed in. And I remember finding a structured program on the Nike Training Club app. And that really changed the game for me because I don't know about you, I don't have to have a personal trainer, a human in front of me telling me do this to do that. And I'm not against it. It's just for me, I needed something that I can follow, whether it's early in the morning, in the afternoon, and I'm by myself, and I didn't have to rely on somebody else's schedule. I needed something that was black and white, that has training videos in it, that explain the exercises and let me know exactly what I'm working on and what the potential results were going to be. And that it can be something that I can do long term. So I love the Nike Training Club app, and shout out to Joe Holder. He's a Nike master trainer. One day I hope to have him on the show as a guest, so that I'm putting that out there. I actually communicate with him sometimes through Instagram. And he actually responds. We've been kind of chatting back and forth for the last year and a half or so. In any case, through Joe's training programs, he has two of them. And there's many other trainers out there in the Nike Training Club app. But this particular one would fit what I was looking for. I wanted cardio workouts, yes. But I also wanted something that was going to help me to build strength without bulking up. I wanted to become more lean and build lean muscle. I needed to work on my endurance and conditioning. I wanted exercises that I can do long term, and is just not something that I would follow just for a couple of weeks and then just be lost. But I've gone through these programs like multiple times and I love them. It helps to keep me focused. And I believe that this balanced approach improved my cardiovascular health, my muscle strength, and my overall fitness. I mean, I'm 50 years old right now, folks, and I just have so much energy. I look forward to working out. And so when it comes to you, I want you to find something that's going to give you balance as well, because I think balance is very, very key. It's important to mix up things when you are pursuing your health journey. You know, think about it. If you walk the same path every day, it's going to start getting boring. If you do the same gym elliptical workout every day, it's going to start getting boring. If you walk the treadmill for 1 mile every day, eventually that's going to get boring. So I think it's important to mix it up. You know, I like going hiking on the weekends, whether it's a Saturday or a Sunday. I'm incorporating trail runs when I'm hiking sometimes. You know, I like when I walk around the neighborhood, I walk different paths. Even some of the paths that I normally walk on, I may walk in the opposite direction. You know, I keep it fun. Yeah, I have my music. Sometimes I'm listening to an audio book, but I want to prevent boredom for myself, you know, because boredom, folks, can cause you to get sidetracked so easily and you can lose that excitement for pursuing your good health. So I don't want you to be in that place where it's like, man, you know, this is just boring and I'm just not enjoying what I'm doing. And I think that's why a lot of people just fall off sometimes. They just get bored of their exercises. They get bored of even the stuff that they eat. And they're like, man, I don't want to just be doing chicken and rice all the time or chicken and vegetables. I want to mix it up. And it's okay to mix up your program. It's okay to mix up and add some fun things to your journey. This all should be fun, folks. You losing weight shouldn't be a dread. You making healthier choices shouldn't be something that you hate. It should be something that you love. And I'm telling you, if you can add fun to everything that you're doing, again, whether it's eating, discovering new menus, whether it's cooking, discovering new ways to cook healthy and still eat the stuff that you love without having to eat quote unquote rabbit food all the time. Folks, I'm telling you, it's going to make a difference. My journey of weight loss and reversing type 2 diabetes and renewing my health is such a fun journey. Even when I'm outside running now and it's hot here in Atlanta and it's 90 something degrees in the afternoon, I still enjoy it. I still love it because I'm learning new things. You know, I'm going to be taking up cycling soon. And I've been talking to someone who's into cycling and watching a lot of videos. Lately, I've been into running more. You know, I'm still doing my daily exercises in the gym. I mix it up, though. I sometimes will go, after going to the gym, working out for 2 hours, I'll go hit the trail, baby. I'll go run. I just love it. Because it's just something about being out in nature, whether it's hiking, walking. I just love it. It helps to clear the mind. You know, I used to be under a lot of stress, folks. Whether it's relationship stress, work stress, just life in general. You know what I'm saying? And exercise is a great way to not only lose weight, but to get that stress off for you and help you to manage the stress. Listen, folks, there's something powerful about self-care. You got to love yourself. You got to take care of yourself. And a lot of times you have to start with de-stressing, you know, get that weight off of your shoulders. A lot of you, you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. On top of that, you're dealing with a chronic disease or a chronic health condition. And you're like, man, I just feel like giving up sometimes. Well, my friend, don't give up, don't cave in, and never quit. Quitting is not an option. Giving up is not an option. Don't make it an option. Yeah, but Oscar, you know, you don't understand. I'm just kind of going through this. I'm going through that. Yes, I do understand, my friend. Trust me, I do. If you want to go back and listen to episode number 2 of season 1 of this podcast, I kind of share my story of what I was going through at the beginning of my journey. And it was a tough situation, folks, but I made it through. I'm on the other side. And I hope that my journey of reversing type 2 diabetes, of losing weight, and that's over 80 pounds, folks, and achieving lasting results inspires you to reach your health goals so that you can beat and even prevent type 2 diabetes. You see, my friend, you can make lifestyle changes at any time to achieve lasting results. You may be like, well, Oscar, you know, I'm 50 years old, I'm 60 years old, and I can't move like I normally, like I used to move. I'm in my 70s. Listen, I see people in the gym who are in their 70s and some people in their 80s. I even seen, I think, a lady who was in her 90s doing the Tough Mudder. Now, this lady can jump through mud and go over bales of hay at 90 something years old. I think she was 93, 94. You're telling me that it's too late for you? And I know everybody's situation is different. You may be struggling with your health. And I want to be sensitive to those people who maybe you've had an amputation and you just can't get out there and move like you used to. Well, listen, I have a friend of mine. His name is Sheldon Echols. He was on one of my podcast episodes and he made some lifestyle changes because he was an amputee. He was a below the knee amputee. Big shout out to Shelton Echols. Sheldon, he really turned his life around, and he actually helps amputees as well. He started a business and he was able to turn his life around. He is making better health choices. And so even though he may have a limitation, but it has enabled him to make better choices and to help other people, because that's what this is all about. Our journeys are not just our journeys for ourselves, but it's so that we can journey and meet people along the way and help others along their journey as well. You know, a big shout out to my dad, Oscar Camejo Sr. He passed away in 2018, believe it or not, the day after Father's Day. My dad always made friends. He always reached out to people. He always liked to walk too. And one thing that I've learned from my dad is to be a loving man, is to be a person who's giving. My dad was a big time giver. He was a friendly man. People loved my dad. So just like when I was a kid and taking steps and those afternoon walks with my dad, journeying through the neighborhood and walking to other neighborhoods and going visiting his friends, I want you to find the support that you need, my friend, along your journey. I know you feel alone. Maybe I'm all you have in terms of someone who can relate to what you're going through. But I want you to seek the support from whether it's a nutritionist, a doctor. Maybe there are some friends and some loved ones who can come alongside you to help support you in your journey. My goal is to help you and to motivate you to take the necessary steps to live a healthier lifestyle. So I want you to learn more about type 2 diabetes. Make some educated choices regarding your nutrition, my friend. Your health is more important than you think. Your health is your most important asset. So, hey, my friend, let's kick diabetes in the backside and move forward on this path towards better health. So in the next episode, I want you to check back, because we're going to delve more into developing a new lifestyle of living healthy so we can prevent and reverse type 2 diabetes. So see you next time, my friends. And as always, stay focused, keep moving, never go back, leap forward, bounce back, because you can, my friend. Yes, you can. And above all else, trust God. You got this. I believe in you.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with Oscar Camejo. We hope you enjoyed this episode. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for motivational and educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional care by a physician or other healthcare professional or qualified fitness instructor. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or professional advice or services. If you're looking for help on your journey, seek a qualified medical practitioner. It's important that you utilize someone who is a trained, licensed healthcare professional who can help you on your journey toward good health.